This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight. Hi, it's Kate Delaney, and boy, do we have a lot to jam on during this version of the show, including what's happening with, with Donald Jr. What's all the fracas? I was in an airport today in Orlando, and that was pretty much what the buzz was. And then what else is shaking in Washington, D.C.? As usual, we'll go through all of that, absolutely. And then talk about a few other things in between, including what's happening in the world of sports, of course. But first, let's talk about this and Republican lawmakers on Don Trump Jr.'s emails saying it's a distraction and not a help. Republican lawmakers in Congress said, yep, on hump day, they're tired of answering questions about Jr. The revelation that the president's son agreed to meet with a Russian lawyer after, an acquaintance emailed him that the Russian government had damaging information about Hillary Clinton has definitely had shockwaves that have been rippling through Washington. And it's true, the Republicans, because they're worried about their turf, of course, in Congress, say it's hurting their jobs. It's hurting their ability to do their jobs. In fact, the big quote of the day was the Arizona Senator John McCain, who said it's sucking the oxygen out of the room, and everybody knows that. He went on to say, I think it's very difficult when you have this overwhelming barrage of new information that unfolds every few days. I think it's obvious. Lawmakers around the Hill say that, what happens is the conversation smacks of talking about the latest drip from the administration and this Russian investigation and the interference possibility into the 2016 election. They're saying the Senate's trying to pass its version. Yes, as we all know, what's in your wallet? Health care, they're trying to pass that bill. And the government's funding, frankly, runs out in September. They're trying to pass tax reform. People keep forgetting about that. Tick, tick, tock, tock. It's what we deal with constantly, right? I could give you a couple more quotes, or at least two good ones that I found. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole said, so a lot of important legislation that we need to be working and thinking about is not happening. And he said, I'm not in the business of advising the White House, but I would say as much as you can, focus on the things that need to get done, massage, these sort of things out and avoid the distractions. And it would help a lot to have that going on instead. Here's what Congressman Mike McCall said. He said, it just doesn't help us. I mean, these things are always take us off message, and when the message should be a unified Congress, stand up to Russia and Putin. So everybody piling on Don Jr., Don Trump Jr., and, I mean, pretty much that is the big, that's the big conversation. All right, so what else is happening in Washington, D.C.? There's always something going on with politics, right? So let's jump to that, too, whether it's the emails and Russia and this investigation, whether it's what's happening with health care, which I still think is, it seems like miles and miles away. Everybody I've talked to in Washington says don't believe half of what you hear about the possibility of something actually getting passed and actually getting done anytime super super soon. So forget that. So let's jump to something else. So what else is buzzing? And I think what else is really really buzzing is the is that the numbers. It's the numbers under the new tax plan. What do the numbers look like? Are the numbers bigger, lower, in between? And I just read that the Tax Policy Center said about 20% of taxpayers could pay higher taxes under the Trump administration's tax reform plans. Overall, 71% of taxpayers would have a lower tax bill, but However, some taxpayers in every income level would end up paying higher taxes. That's confusing, right? So what is it? 71% of taxpayers would have a lower tax bill. 71%. Following that? But then the Tax Policy Center says, some taxpayers in every income level would end up paying higher tax bills. What is some? The word some is so vague. What does that mean? Let me give you some more numbers. About 75% of middle-income taxpayers, those who earn between $48,600, let's say, as an average, up to about $86,000, would see the bills decrease by an average of $760 a year, easy for me to say. The remainder of that group, 24%, would see their taxes shoot up to pay about $1,000 more. Okay, so there you go, right? So most taxpayers, though, would pay less under the plan. They say that overall revenue would fall by $3.5 trillion and that federal deficits and debt would rise under the plan over the next 10 years. Wow. They estimate the overall majority of tax savings would flow through the richest taxpayers. Nearly 80% of the savings would go to those earning $150,000 or more, with half of the overall savings going to those taxpayers in just the top 1%, those who earn about $732,000. What does it all mean, Alfie? It means it's kind of confusing. It sounds like some get the breaks, of course, and what else is new, and some do not. It falls into the numbers category. This could really be a version of we can count. What do the numbers mean? What is the Tax Policy Center trying to tell us? Does striking work? Here's a little sports short for you. Richard Sherman says NFL players need to be willing to strike for higher wages. So he has a message for the NFL. He was out doing the red carpet thing on ESPN at the ESPYs, and he said players should be willing to strike if they want to earn contracts like the ones that have been doled out during NBA's free agency. See, they're watching. He said, if we want to do what we should do as a union to get anything done, players have to do that. You're going to have to miss games. You're going to have to lose some money, some dough. You're going to have to make the point, because that's how MLB and NBA got it done. They missed games. They struck. They flexed every bit of the power they had, and it was awesome. It worked out for them. Sherman's comments come right on the heels after free agent defensive lineman Terrence Knighton tweeted it was time to get back to that negotiation table, and that Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers should be paid more. He should be paid more and should be making more money than James Harden, because, you know, the Houston Rockets announced that he was going to make $228 million guaranteed through 2022-23. That's that whole contract they have, the Supermax contract. I don't know. Players striking, the NFL Players Association was going to have a chance to address the whole issue when the league's collective bargaining agreement expires in 2020. Nothing's going to happen before that, so let's just say that. There's no way there's going to be any sort of a strike. While it did work, and it should have worked for Major League Baseball, I don't think, of course, right now, without any kind of power, because there's no negotiating going on, of course it would not work for, it wouldn't work for the NFL. Would it work in the future? Eh, possibly. But could you get the players, enough players to do it? You know, that's the other part of this. And the answer is, good chance that you might not have that happen. You might not collectively have enough guys that were willing to put it on the line and do what you have to do, miss games, you know, miss pay, and roll the dice and hope that you put enough pressure on the league that desperately needs superstars, and you got to get the superstars to buy in, that they end up having a successful, you know, a successful walkout. All right, hang with us, because much more is coming your way, including another version of Forbes Books at Bedtime. So stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
Of America tonight. Go Cubs, go! I made no secret of the fact that I was unabashedly rooting for the Chicago. Listen, the Cubs, I got a lot of friends. My cousin John lives in Philadelphia, and he is so excited about the Chicago Cubs. They bounced back off of the great performance from Jake Arrieta. So now that series against the Tribe is tied at one. I think the Cubs win it in six. We'll see what happens. Sorry for all my friends in Ohio. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. And a big shout-out to one of our new affiliates in Lubbock, Texas. Gotta love my Texas people in Austin and in Houston and in Lubbock and whatnot. And I know you're all thinking about the Cowboy game. And of course, the Cowboys getting ready to take on my Philadelphia Eagles. And that happens on Sunday night. And that was our game of the week, our nail the score game. And we've been talking about the back and forth of politics, of course, and what the polls say and all of that. So a breath of fresh air in the studio. She's in our virtual green room. In fact, she flew all the way here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wow, I'm so flattered that she did that. She flew in just to be a guest on America Tonight. Donna St. Louis. She is a sought-after speaker. She's really a business growth, I can say that, guru. And pretty soon she'll never talk to me. I mean, hopefully she'll put me on a list somewhere because she's just that popular. She has a book out that is sweeping the nation, and everybody wants to pick her brain. So we thought it'd be fun to have her on for this segment of It's Your Business, and we would do a little brain picking right here on America Tonight. So, Donna, thanks so much for flying in.
You are so very welcome. And I only got one brain, so pick lightly.
All right, so let's talk about your book. First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book, which I think is so clever, Remember the Word Six, and where they can pick it up afterwards, because I know they're going to all write emails to me and say, where can I get that book again?
So the name of the book is The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million-Dollar Entrepreneur, and they can get it on Amazon.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. And we talk about this all the time. What is your vision? You think about that personally, professionally, and Donna's on a mission. So you wrote this book actually because, and this doves into what we talk about politically when we're talking about the economy. People are complaining about health care. They're complaining about numerous, really, things that affect their lives from property taxes to income taxes and everything in between. But you talk about the fact that your vision clearly is about the people in the middle, right?
Exactly. It's about that movable middle. And so the vision for eSuite Network, which is my company, is to bridge the gap between the 99% and the 1% by putting $1 trillion dead smack in the middle of the economy.
All right, so give us some highlights. How does a company do that? What are some of the strategies that you share, that you developed, that are actually working? Because you have clients that are seeing this happen, and in fact, some of them are maybe a little timid about it at first and then a little shocked, but it's working.
It definitely works. I would say, you know, the first thing that we do in order to make that trillion happen is, you know, don't buy lottery tickets, because that's not really, it's not a strong strategy. That's all I'm saying. But we want to help businesses grow, right? And the one challenge that we see with a lot of businesses is that they don't put strong enough goals in place on an annual basis, and then they don't have accountability partners to help them hold their feet to the fire to reach those goals. Basically, an external person who's not internal, they're not playing politics, but they can be the bad guy.
All right, and so what I want to talk about, too, is how you got here. So for everybody out there listening, I want you to hear Donna's backstory, because it's very, very strong. Where were you when you were 19 years old?
So 19 years old, I was living in a car on the side of the road in South Carolina.
How did you end up in a car on the side of the road?
My goal was to drive to New York City because I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. She was the only chick I knew that could wear sandals in the middle of the winter and not bitch about it.
Wow. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to go to New York. But you didn't realize, oh, I don't really have the money and I don't know what I'm doing.
Two things. Cars take more than gas. You actually have to do, like, oil changes and brakes and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that was kind of bad. And although I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty because I knew she had the answers, my car did not. And so I ended up stranded on the side of the road. And I couldn't call my mom to, like, helicopter and pick me up. That wasn't going to happen.
So how do you go from that to selling two businesses, right, for millions of dollars and then becoming the sought-after growth, business growth guru?
Well, I'll tell you the number one thing is I can say this about myself. I take relentless action. So there is nothing, quite honestly, when it comes down to it, I don't think there is a risk too big. I think I quantify them well, and I go for it anyway. One thing my mom used to always say to me when I used to have these fits, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should do this. My mom would say, will it kill you? And I'm like, yes, Mom, this one particular thing could end me. And she goes, well, that's fine because you won't remember anyway, so you might as well go for it. So I go for it a lot.
Wow. And so, again, for so many, there are a lot of business owners that listen to America Tonight. It's the no fear attitude, right?
Well, so that's the funny thing. I don't think it's that I'm fearless. I think it's that I'm more courageous. So it's not that I don't get scared. There are things that I get butterflies in my stomach and they keep me up at night and I worry and I'm thinking about the people that work for me and all the mortgages that I'm responsible for and how do I ensure that I keep all these people gainfully employed. Those things are scary as a business owner. But what I realize is that I do not have the opportunity to be afraid of something that's not real. So I have to go for it anyway. I have to be courageous for those people.
since you started down this career path, and it takes a, you do keynote speeches, you work directly with companies, you know, your business has a couple of different, I'd say you have a big umbrella, business growth, and then there are other side areas that you delve into. What's been the greatest thing that's happened to you since you went down this road and didn't work for a company because you worked for a company for a while?
I would say, you know what, I would say that it is truly, I do corporate retreats for a lot of clients, and I think that it's having that company that says, okay, we want to do 10% growth next year, and then I look at them and go, or we could do like 75%, and have them a little freaked out that we're going to do that, and then watch them just consistently reach for that goal. And here's the thing, even if they don't hit the 75%, the fact that they hit, you know, the 50% mark is still five times more than the goal they were going to try to reach. So watching people sit there and be naysayers and then really help put that money into that main vision of how do we put $1 trillion in the economy, that for me is one of my greatest things, to see my clients just like explode that way.
All right, so your vision is to do that, to put that trillion in. And what happens if we grow the middle? We see that in politics we're constantly talking about the middle guy's getting squeezed.
Right.
We can't afford anything. I'm making, you know, $65,000 and it's not working, and what do we do? And so it doesn't work. So if the middle guy makes the money, it pushes everybody up, including people a bit lower?
Yeah, so what happens is this. We always, and this is the one thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? We always talk about putting money all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom. How do we help the guy all the way at the bottom? How do we help the guy all the way at the top? But the people who really, really make a difference in our economy is the middle class. It is straight in the middle. If you get the middle class making more money and spending more money, it actually spurs our economy, and it continually spurs it. So if every time we put $1 trillion in, we actually drop that 1% a little more. So we have to be smart about how we're doing it and where we're doing it, ensuring that we're building businesses that are committed to making sure that they're not billionaires because everybody under them is making the minimum wage.
Right. Wow. Sounds like I hope you hit that. When are you going to hit that vision? In a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm working on it. A few more lottery tickets.
All right. Donna St. Louis, how can everybody find you? Give us your website.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to www.dawnna.com, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for flying in to be on the show. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's because you guys have good weather here, just like we do in Florida. If you were a little further north, this would just be completely, you know, I don't have anything other than flip-flops. Just saying.
I love that. Flip-flops. I mean, are you kidding? I live in flat shoes and flip-flops. I think some of you can't relate to that, especially some of you listening in the tri-state area and in New York and New Jersey where I grew up. You know, you're starting to see that change in the seasons. All right, we come back on the flip side a little bit more from the campaign trail. Hang with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, and if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times. Seriously.
Now, Kate, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it. But he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology. So I love that right off the bat because he gained massive real world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is. And somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million. And the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger. And I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
Fascinated.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volume, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey-level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a $1 billion valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you're part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was TopTal. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about TopTal, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall, he's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learn some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. Companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, And you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals in hindsight were just not the same level. And so at TopTal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopTal, and I've done it in a bootstrap manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me, how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital. And that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopTal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopTal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopTal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopTal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, part two, coming up on our next show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan. This cat is all you
need. I was a huge fan and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember what who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
and that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition? And what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way. And I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and, I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully we shot a 6-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we were like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So, and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me. But then you have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognize me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of The Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because, you know, there are times, because he's been in and out of out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blind Side of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog. Seriously, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, to try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.